in Revelation is interpreted as Armageddon, the Har of Armageddon, meaning mountain, and there is no mountain of Megiddo. And in this sense, John the Revelator, when he was inspired to choose the word Armageddon, he was clearly identifying that his use of Megiddo in combination with Har, mountain of Megiddo, was teaching us that this is a symbolic battle because there is no literal mountain of Megiddo. That this is a battle that is not going to take place in the literal valley of Jezreel at the end of the world. This is a spiritual battle that will take place around throughout the world. This is the information of the geography that surrounds the story of Gideon, and we see that the enemy that Gideon is going to take on here is nothing more than modern Babylon, as represented in the Midianites, Amalekites, and the children of the east. And you'll notice that the enemy representing modern Babylon is on the north side. And I want to point that out because this story of the north being the place where the enemy comes from is a consistent story in Bible prophecy. In Isaiah 41, we see that Christ is the one that comes from the north, but we see in the story of the Bible that Satan has wanted to impersonate Christ from the very beginning, and he wanted to set himself on the sides of the north. And in passages, and we're going to read a passage later on in this series, in a passage in Isaiah and other places, we find that the papacy is portrayed as being on the north side of God's people in this final battle. And this is an important clue when you're dealing with Daniel 11, 40 to 45, and seeking to identify who the king of the north is. This is an argument in Adventism, but the king of the north is the power at the end of the world that is consistently portrayed as being on the north of God's people in the final spiritual battle, and this is the papacy, Babylon, modern Babylon. This is the setting for the battle that Gideon's about to take up. And Sister White has a passage where she speaks about Jezreel, Review and Herald, February 26, 1914. In the last day of this earth's history, God's covenant with his commandment-keeping people is to be renewed. In that day I will make a covenant for them with the beast of the field and with the fowls of the heaven and with the creeping things of the ground, and I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth, and I will make them to lie down safely. And I will